Israel has closed the Kerem Shalom crossing with the Gaza Strip after 10 rockets were fired. Israeli media report that at least 10 people were injured in the attack by Hamas. The crossing is one of the few routes to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. The attack comes as mediators in Egypt hold talks to broker a ceasefire and to release Israeli hostages. Israel has said it will not accept Hamas's demands to end the Gaza war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the proposed deal would keep Hamas in control of Gaza, posing a threat to Israel. Hamas sent a delegation to Cairo on Saturday. The main sticking point appears to be whether the truce will be permanent, as Hamas insists, or not. It is thought the wording being discussed in the Cairo talks involves a 40-day pause in fighting while hostages are released, and the release of a number of Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. An advisor to the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said the group was looking at the latest proposal with full seriousness. But he repeated a demand that any deal would have to explicitly include an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and complete end to the war. Mr. Netanyahu said that the State of Israel cannot accept Hamas's demands. They not prepared to accept a situation in which the Hamas brigades come out of their bunkers, take control of Gaza again, rebuild their military infrastructure, and return to threatening the citizens of Israel in the settlements surrounding the southern mountains, in all parts of the country. The situation will be a terrible defeat for the State of Israel. The war began after waves of Hamas gunmen stormed across Gaza's border into Israel on October 7, killing about 1,200 people and taking more than 250 hostages. The group is proscribed as a terrorist organization by many Western countries. According to figures from the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 34,600 Palestinians have been killed and over 77,900 wounded during the subsequent Israeli military campaign in Gaza.